Welcome to Boobs, Booze, and Other Stuff, where no topic is taboo. Booze is on deck, and I keep it real. Real interesting.
Hey, 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 welcome to BBOS. I hope you all enjoyed that episode with Mitch last week. You will appreciate the cool work that he does and the beautiful products that Jennifer creates. Good stuff. All right, man, it's all about the race. Woo! Race, race, race. Race or racism? I don't know. What is it? Hell, just ask Fannie Willis. Man, it's like I want to say, keep her name out of my mouth. I just can't seem to. Good Lord, she just keeps coming up. She keeps talking about race in this new speech she put out, despite Judge McFly's rebuke. I mean, what the hell? It's like if the facts don't work for you, throw down that race card. Boom. You know, I'm pretty sure she singled out Wade because he was black, right? Isn't that racist? I don't know. She got dealt another blow, by the way. A Fulton County Election Board official swore under oath that no documentation of ballot custody was provided, nor were any of the mail-in absentee ballot signatures validated in the 2020 election. What? Shocker. Yeah, there goes her whole premise for persecuting the hell out of Trump, not to mention how damaging that was to the election. Yeah. Dismissed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did find Fannie a case that I think she could win, though, actually. You know, Nathan Wade, oh boy, homeboy's in some trouble. Yeah, he has a lawsuit against him for what? Not paying his child support or his wife's urgent medical bills. Yeah, he's a real stand-up guy. Yeah, I think she could actually win that one. And with some good old-fashioned real evidence. Oh boy, Fannie. When will that story end? Good Lord. All right, here's a story, and this was in New York City, so it won't really probably surprise anybody. Certainly didn't surprise me. So this Brooklyn federal judge, he said that the FDNY members that were booing AG Letitia James and chanting in favor of my guy, Trump, was not about politics. What was it about? Oh yeah, couldn't have been about politics. It was about race. Had to be about race, yeah. Of course, now this judge is facing some good old-fashioned backlash for suggesting that the New York firefighters heckled her based on race. I mean, it was 100% political, right? But of course, this judge, who do you think appointed him? Yeah, a Democrat. Kind of makes the whole pitch about the chants being racial completely bogus. It was definitely political. They just can't stand it. Wait, stand by. I need a sip of my bourbon for this one. Yeah, and I got it in the Big Boobs, Booze, and Other Stuff tumbler. Stand by.
A few moments later.
Oh, that's good. All right, so any rap fans out there? Any 50 Cent fans specifically? Yeah, you know what old 50 Cent said? He thinks Trump's going to be president again. You know what I'm saying? I bet fucking 50 Cent hopes that Trump wins. Yeah. Might help his wallet. That's what I'm saying. Might help everybody. Not actually. No might to it. It will. Yeah. All right. So, of course, Easter has come and gone. But hey, not without some fanfare. Good old Biden says he didn't do that. Now, what didn't he do? When they asked him about the Transvisibility Day being broadcast on Easter, designating that day as Transvisibility Day, he didn't do that. Yeah, despite a signed proclamation by him. Yeah. I had to say, it's scary. It's scary to think this guy actually has access to nuclear codes. It's kind of what, one of two things. Either he doesn't fucking remember signing the proclamation, or maybe he just fucking signs whatever gets put in front of him. I mean, which is scarier? I don't know. I think it's scary either way. Oh, good old Biden. Hey, you want some good news? Here's some good news. His handlers announced that he's not going to do any more national interviews between now and the election. And maybe between now and who knows when. And maybe that's a good thing, but I promise you, I don't believe for one second that this is going to stop him from saying or doing more asinine things. I think that's to come for sure. Yeah, I think they're just seeing the polls right now. Biden's fucking getting his ass handed to him. Trump is winning across the board in these polls, and not a surprise, quite frankly, when you look at the state of things, right? Yeah, Biden. They keep talking about age. This is not about his age. It's not. It's about his incompetence. It's about a million percent about that. Doesn't know what he says, doesn't admit to saying it. You signed something, you didn't sign it, you didn't do it. Who knows? Hey, if he hadn't signed all those executive orders on day one, we wouldn't be like we are today. Yeah, there's something to think about. Hey, until next week, cheers, darling.
Well, it's time for a refill. Join me for my next episode of Boobs, Booze, and Other Stuff, where I vow to keep it real and real interesting.